devil's advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it. And Dom, the president, former president, Donald Trump, you know, your guy, he made claims the FBI, you know, they wanted to raid Mar-a-Lago unobserved. And the reason they're doing that probably is to plant evidence.
Yeah.
And you know, it didn't take long before Foxy News' own Ainsley Earhart, well, she picked up that very same narrative immediately and started casting it from the Foxy Friends studios this morning. Fox and Friends host Ainsley Earhart seemed so certain that a search warrant of Mar-a-Lago turned up damaging evidence that she suggested the FBI agents planted it themselves. The conservative broadcaster joined the growing chorus of Donald Trump allies and the former president himself, who baselessly claimed federal investigators might have planted evidence when they executed a search warrant as part of the investigation.
Or they might not have.
But they might have planted evidence.
Anything's possible, Crudy.
Here's what Earhart said. Earhead? Earhart. I want to make sure I got that right. His lawyer said they brought in backpacks. What was in those backpacks? Did they bring those in to fill them up? Or did they have something in there? Now, Trump's attorney, Christina Bob, I know one of your favorites, Dom.
She keeps popping up everywhere, man.
She does. She does. Has said FBI agents removed about a dozen boxes of documents after the former president already turned over 15 earlier this year that archivists said had been improperly taken from the White House. But she has not released a copy of the search warrant to show what investigators expected to find. My understanding is they searched Melania's wardrobe, Dom.
So?
I got to think she's got at least a walk-in closet. What do you think?
You know, given it's Melania's wardrobe, I got to tell you, I don't really care. Do you?
Well said.
See how I rolled it all around again and brought it back.
You know what else the Trumpsters are doing right now? The mega supportive, the cult members.
Besides threatening the director of the FBI?
Well, they're actually protesting at the FBI building.
Okay.
Currently, there are protests going on. You know, sort of a unity rally for the for the fiction and conspiracy.
Oh, so the law and order people are protesting the law and order.
I know that's the most oxymoronic part. I mean, how do you claim you're the law and order party and then imply or blurt out or tweet, oh, they're planting evidence against the former president?
How many stories have you heard about people in jail saying, oh, I'm innocent? I'm innocent. Everybody's in it. Right. When you start blaming the FBI, again, this is not just, you know, some political go after. They knew what they were doing. They were very specific. They had place and time and material. It was signed off by a judge. It was signed off by the uppers, FBI, presumably Ray, who was appointed by Trump, and Merrick Garland, perhaps. Right. So this is not something that was just gone after by Crudy and Dom, who thought they'd pull one over on a judge and go in and roam around Mar-a-Lago looking for nudie pictures of his daughter. That's not what this is. And if your position as the law and order party and the megas, of course, we know they're not. Look what they did on January 6th. But if that's your position, that you support law and order, how can you possibly have an issue with this investigation? Donald Trump took up and already returned. I mean, that's the thing. So, Megas, do you accept the fact that Trump took things, documents that were classified, they should not have had, top secret, and then eventually gave some of them back? Well, yes, that's been reported. That's been acknowledged, at least even by Trump's attorneys. So apparently he didn't give them all back. Apparently he didn't give them all back. So they were in negotiations. Well, at some point you stop being in negotiation and you just go get the stuff. The fact that he even got along this long without it, to me, shows some political unwillingness by the DOJ, giving him a little more room. More of them than you would get that I would get, Crudy, because of the politics, because he's the former president. So when they finally, you know, execute the search warrant based on all this very pertinent information approved at the highest levels of government, knowing that's going to cause the megas to flip the F out, and then they're all mad about it, and Trump won't release the search warrant. He's got documents he can release. He can talk about what they were looking for, but they're not doing that. He had the opportunity to defend himself against A.G. James today. They're not doing that. There's a reason for that, because he's guilty as hell. I'll give him this. He's a great con man. And all you megas, you know, at some point, maybe I'll forgive you. But at some point, you have to recognize it's a hustle, it's a grift, and you're the target. So don't put yourself in any more jeopardy for this man. Let him play it out. Let him be him, and you be you.
Dominic, I don't think we're going to get to the bottom of what's really, really been taken from the White House, what sort of secrets Trump might have had in his possession, incriminating stuff, or perhaps exonerating stuff. I think he would have released that to the world by now, right? Right. I don't think you're going to get to the bottom of it until you subpoena that septic tank at Mar-a-Lago. That's where the real secrets are hidden, I suspect. Dom, you remember what do they call them? The convoy people. The truckers.
Convoy. Yeah.
They drove down to D.C. and, you know, some never left. They've kind of turned into like homeless people in D.C. But some of the same trucker convoy sorts, well, they're going to stick around. They're going to protest at the FBI headquarters, except some of them fear it's a trap.
It's a trap.
Here is what's being reported. Supporters of former President Donald Trump are planning a protest outside the headquarters of the Federal Bureau of Investigation this weekend. But some are already suspicious. They're being set up, Dom. The Daily Beast, Zachary Patrizio. Now, if you remember Zachary, last time we heard from him, he was on that convoy beat for weeks. Poor bastard.
hard-working man.
Daily Beast Zachary Patrizio reports that far-right Gateway Pundit website has started promoting a pro-Trump rally directly outside the FBI headquarters in D.C. to protest, and here's the quote, the out-of-control FBI and its actions against President Trump. However, Patrizio writes that many pro-Trump commentators are expressing skepticism that the rally is a legitimate protest and are instead speculating that it's an elaborate trap enacted by the deep state.
Of course it is.
If this non-Vietnam vet goes to D.C., it will be with a semi-automatic pitchfork, wrote one pro-Trump commenter. Beware possible FBI agents urging rebellion, wrote another. And Fox News reported on Wednesday afternoon that FBI agents have seen an uptick in violent threats in the wake of the agency executing a search warrant in Mar-a-Lago earlier this week. You think it's bad to the FBI agents? What about the judge that signed off on that search warrant? He is being specifically targeted right now. There is reporting of that as well. But anyways, the FBI this week executed a search warrant in Mar-a-Lago reportedly. Although I still have hope they found more compromising stuff down, reportedly because the Department of Justice officials had probable cause to believe Trump was illegally housing classified documents within the resort. Mostly in, you know, apparently Melania's underwear drawer. 844-967-2789. A patient. Oh, can't get there. Come on, Crudy, get the mouse going. A patient, Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, guys. Well, you know, agreeing with Dom on, you know, the previous part of the conversation, Michael's kind of, you know.
Mark, but go ahead.
Michael's sort of took an oath, and he probably did honorable service to the United States of America. But here he's willing to go along with a guy who violated that oath to the United States. You know, supporting the guy who spawned the insurrection against the United States of America, and that how can you do that and maintain your honor? I mean, he used it, you know, that it just, any of these Trump supporters that are still, you know, sticking by Trump, seeing the evidence that we have seen, you know, we in the public have actually seen, knowing that there's more information back out there, have supported a, you know, in the multiple coup attempts, showing, including the false electors, that these guys have violated their oath to the Constitution. They swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the various states, and that Michaels is, you know, he's, you know, William accepted Donald Trump's and the insurrectionist in chief's endorsement rather than rejecting it. And I
well, that was mostly because Becky's kid went to prom with Hagedorn's kid, right? I mean, the petty rationale and reason, Tim Michaels didn't even know why in the hell he was gartering the endorsement of Trump, if you believe the press accounts, because Trump was petty about Clayfish's kid.
Well, sure, but Trump has his motivation, and Michaels has his, Mark. And to your point, he didn't have to accept it, right? He could have stood up and said, no, I'm sorry, Donald Trump, your actions on January 6th were unconstitutional. You failed to live up to your oath. I lived up to my oath. It means something to me. I appreciate your effort, but I will not accept your endorsement. He could have done that, and he decided not to.
Yeah, his failure to do that, it points to his character. I mean, you have to live the life your whole life, and if you fail to do that, I mean, you know, military men. I mean, we got the Michaels, you know, the Flynn brothers, you know, that the pardoned one, the one that's still in the military. Both of them have supported the insurrection.
Charles,
I mean, why their asses haven't been court-martialed is beyond me, but I mean that you have to stick to your basic principles, and Michaels apparently has not, is in my view.
Mark, appreciate your call. Thank you for listening and your patience. By that virtue, what, any former military person is got to reject Donald Trump or reject the insurrection or whatever the case may be?
Yes. What are you, is that a shock? Yes. The answer is yes, Crudy. Yes.
Okay. Well, then should we, as citizens of this great nation, should we be out there making what? Citizens arrest of the false Trump electors? Maybe Derek Van Orden? I mean, where does it stop? By that criterion, our personal responsibility extends to what? Being vigilantes for justice on behalf of the country?
No, I don't think that's a big leap, Crudy. No, I mean, we have mechanisms in place. We have established principles in place. We have the foundations of a democracy in place. We rely on those things, right? We rely on the FBI. We rely on the courts. We rely on these things. I mean, and if you're going to take law into your own hands, I mean, that's what the Republicans are doing. That's what MAGAs are doing. And that's why we're at where we're at. They believe the lie, which is even the most outrageous thing. It's not like this is a righteous cause. This is a bunk. You're believing a lie from one of the worst human beings ever. I mean, that's what really, really hurts me the most, is that it's such a con. It's such a grift. But no, I mean, it's yes, if you're going to say that you uphold an oath to the Constitution and you see what Donald Trump did and did not do for over 3 hours, how is that defending the United States of America? He did exactly the opposite. He did nothing while the United States of America was being attacked by his supporters. So if you claim to be for the Constitution,
onus on the veterans of our nation,
anybody that took an oath, anybody who takes a constitutional oath, if it means something, you should absolutely reject it. And I'm down. If you can give me a reason why that should not be the case, I'm all ears, man. I never took the oath. So from a citizen of this country, you know, listening and hearing and talking about people, how important the oaths are and da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, if you don't live up to it and don't hold up to it, or if you just pass it because it's your political guy, then I'm sorry. Then stop talking about the oath, because it doesn't mean jack squat if you don't live up to it.
By the way, there was a listener, Jan, I believe it was, the question. I had made the statement that Michaels is representing that he served at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. In fact, was in a command position. Jan said, no, he wasn't. Actually, Jan, I've looked it up. Yes, he was. Michaels served as an operations officer in the headquarters and headquarters company, 4th Battalion, 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, from July of 1989 to February of 1990, and the unit's responsibility includes securing the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And there's more there, but effectively, Jan, you're misinformed.
Was he in the office, or was he on the grounds with the gun doing it in the rain?
He was the officer. He was
on the, did he do it, or was he in charge, but did he do the duty?
You'll have to go march and look up the video, man. What do you want from me?